This is the BBC.
I'm Davey Scott, and I'm here to tell you about a brilliant new music podcast coming to you this summer from BBC Radio Scotland. Classic Scottish Albums introduces you to the people who made some of your favourite rock, pop and folk records. People like Roddy Frame.
I remember writing Oblivious. Went into Rough Trade, played it to Jeff Travis in his little office. He said, I think that could be a single. I said, you know, Jeff, I think you're right.
I'll bring you 30 episodes from Aztec Camera to the Average White Band.
In the beginning, they were played on black radio. They should be the pride of Scotland, really. They were fantastic.
You'll hear from experts like Stuart McConey on Orange Juice.
When I was about 19 or 20, I was so obsessed by everything to do with Postcard Records and Scottish pop at the time that I would quite happily have moved to East Kilbride had an opportunity arose. I was obsessed with it to the extent that I wandered the streets of Wigan in a bootlace tie and a big check shirt, which would quite routinely get me beaten up, but I didn't care. I would have worn a raccoon hat as well if I could have got hold of one, because Edwin Collins wore a raccoon hat.
The debut album from Franz Ferdinand.
It's got a really catchy hook. Yeah, I guess that's probably what's most important, really, isn't it, if you want to get in the charts. Yeah, I think Jacqueline's a much better song, but you can't jump up and down and go no to that one, can you?
The unmistakable voice of Charlene Spiteri from Texas.
We were out touring at that point in all the unis round about the UK, and I remember we were sitting in the transit van sort of slogging up and down the country and listening to it on the radio, and just the excitement and the thrill of being in a band and hearing your first record on the radio was just, you know, still something that's really, really a really strong feeling and emotion still for me anyway. I'm quite sure it is for every member of Texas.
Crime writer Ian Rankin shares his favourite albums from bands like Deacon Blue.
And Dignity, the very name of the boat, is it just makes the hair stand up on my arms, because that's what everybody's looking for in their life, is a bit of dignity. And to actually turn it into a boat, to make it someone's dream, it's almost a three-minute novel, that song. It could almost have been written by James Kelman in a slightly more lyrical vein and without the swearing.
Broadcaster Stuart Cosgrove remembers when he first heard The Proclaimers.
I must be honest, to begin with, I thought, oh God, I'm dreading this. And I sort of remember putting it on my tape recorder at home and thinking, wow, this is something. For the first time in my life, I'm going to have to shed the soul boy image and get right into this. This is what they call good gear.
And the legend that is Al Stewart spills the beans on the Year of the Cat.
Really, I mean, well, I've written an awful lot of songs, probably between 400 and 500. I've probably recorded a couple of hundred of them. And out of all of that, it's this one thing that, you know, everyone knows. It seems like, you know, if there's a folk rock god somewhere, they allow you to have one big hit, you know?
Oh, Year of the Cat. 30 great records coming your way. Subscribe now to Classic Scottish Albums on your favourite podcast app, and you won't miss a single episode.